Early voting still ongoing in Orange County and across the state. Turnout has been high both locally and statewide. We're up to 18,427 Orange County residents who have cast ballots early. That's through the end of the day yesterday. At that rate, we'll surpass our 2014 total by the end of the day tomorrow, and that would still leave another 8 days yet to go in this early voting period. For people expecting a blue wave, though, don't count on that just yet. Early voting turnout has been high among all sides of the political spectrum. Democrats, Republicans, and independents all turning out at pretty sizable numbers relative to a typical midterm election. And that also seems to be the case nationwide, as a lot of people, again, Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike, are all very energized and galvanized and motivated to get to the polls in 2018. And a little bit of a sense of where things stand as far as early voting numbers and what we can glean from that in terms of trying to get a sense of what the outcomes are ultimately going to be on Election Day. We're joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, who's the director of public policy polling, national polling outfit based out of Raleigh, joining us now on the phone. Tom, good to be with you today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So let's start statewide and locally, I guess, as well. What are we seeing in terms of early voting turnout? How does it compare to previous years? How does it compare to your expectations? And what can we kind of glean from all of that about Election Day?
Well, turnout certainly has been impressively high. As you noted, it's sort of closer so far to a presidential year level of turnout than a midterm year level of turnout, which is especially impressive in North Carolina, given the blue moon election cycle. It's quite remarkable that that we're having the sort of turnout that we're having across the state. One thing that's interesting about the turnout so far is that Democrats only have a 13-point advantage in who's turned out to vote so far. And in a vacuum, that sounds good. Democrats have a 9-point registration advantage in the state overall. So to have a 13-point advantage in early vote means that they're outpacing that. But often in the first week of early voting in North Carolina, we'll see Democrats with more like a 20-point advantage in terms of who's turned out. So the comparative energy level for Democrats is actually not that high relative to Republicans in the way that it has been in some other elections. That doesn't mean Democrats aren't going to have a good year. It just might mean that Democrats aren't going to have like an absolutely ridiculously good year, because clearly Republicans are motivated to turn out and vote too. And one thing that was a big question with the blue moon election cycle with nothing sexy at the top of the ticket was if Democrats were just so fired up and mad that they would come out and vote and Republicans wouldn't. Democrats certainly are fired up and mad and coming out to vote, but Republicans are coming out to vote too. So you're not going to have a situation where Democrats win a bunch of stuff that they never would have expected to win simply because Republicans didn't bother to come out and vote.
Where do we see independents going? I was quoting the NNO story earlier today that shows that kind of the turnout numbers aren't too far off this year from where they were in 2014 in terms of percentage of Democrats, percentage of Republicans, percentage of independents. And the one little difference is that there seem to be more independents turning out to vote this year versus 2014. And I know that's a function of just more and more people declaring themselves to be independents and not affiliating with one party or the other. But what do we know about independent voters and where they kind of lean in this election?
Well, one thing that is really going to be interesting to see is that sort of typically independents have leaned a little bit more towards the Republican side in North Carolina, but it seems like this year they're more likely to lean sort of to the Democratic side to a greater extent than they usually have. Unaffiliateds increasingly are like suburban voters in places like Wake and Mecklenburg County who aren't comfortable with either party, but for the most part, those kinds of people are well-educated and aren't very big on Donald Trump. So there's actually going to be races in Wake County and Mecklenburg County in particular this year in districts where Republicans have a registration advantage, but Democrats are likely going to win because the unaffiliateds are going to go so strongly Democratic this time around. And one thing that I should point out as a caveat with saying that Democrats only having a 13-point advantage in who has voted so far seeming a little disappointing, There was a special election for Congress in Arizona earlier this year, and the early vote came back that those who had voted were Republican plus 20. So people assumed that that meant that the Republican in the race was going to win by 20, and they were saying, oh, there's no blue wave, the Democrats' momentum is petered out, da-da-da-da-da. Well, what ended up happening was that the Democrat only lost by 5 points. She outperformed the registration numbers of who voted by 15 points because there were some Republicans voting Democratic, but there were basically no Democrats voting Republican, and she overwhelmingly won the unaffiliated. So it's actually possible that even though Democrats only have a 13-point advantage by registration in terms of who's voted so far, that they could have a bigger advantage among what the vote's actually looking like if they're winning over some Republicans and also doing really well with unaffiliated.
So kind of keeping all that in mind and taking a look at the entire state of North Carolina, what are kind of the key races that you're following in terms of state-level races, congressional, state legislative races?
Oh, well, certainly the three big congressional races are the 9th District down in Charlotte, where Dan McCready is running against the Republican Mark Harris. I think that is the congressional seat that's most likely to flip in North Carolina. I'd put Dan McCready a little over 50-50 for winning that. The 13th District in the Triad, the Republican incumbent Ted Budd, the Democratic challenger Kathy Manning, who's proven to be a very prodigious fundraiser. I'd rate Ted Budd as a slight favorite for reelection, but I'd only guess that he'd win by a couple points. And if you're only in position to win by a couple points, you can often lose by a couple points. So I think there's certainly a good potential for a shift there. And then the second district here in the Triangle, George Holding, the Republican incumbent, running against Linda Coleman, the Democratic challenger. I think that one's a little bit more of a stretch. I'd expect Holding to win by 4 or 5 points. He's significantly outraised Coleman, and he's gotten a lot of outside help on his behalf. But as we've talked about before, we were never supposed to have any competitive House elections in North Carolina. So a little bit remarkable that we do have three this year. Seems like the Supreme Court race at the statewide level is pretty much determined simply by what's on the ballot, with only one Democrat and two Republicans. And then we have some Court of Appeals races that I assume will be relatively close, given the fact that we are just a 50-50 state.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, again, Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. If you want more information there, you can find them on social media at PPP Polls. So we've been talking about North Carolina. What are we seeing nationally in terms of early voting in states that have it and absentee votes coming in states where we have that information?
I definitely think the main takeaway is just the volume of the vote. There's a lot more people voting early than you tend to see for a midterm election. So I definitely think we're going to have one of the higher turnout midterms we've ever had. I don't know that it really benefits one side or the other. It seems like there's some states where people think the early voting news is good for Democrats. There's some states where people think the early voting news is good for Republicans, and there's not a real clear pattern to it. And of course, one thing that we learned in 2016 was that sometimes the early voting numbers can be deceiving. You can do really well in early vote and then not end up actually doing that well on election day. We've really seen a pretty stable situation nationally, politically, over the last few weeks. Democrats had downturned a little bit, especially in red areas after the Kavanaugh hearings, but things have pretty much leveled out now. So it'll be interesting to see if there is anything that can move the needle in the last week and a half. Tomorrow, in terms of the election calendar, is the 2-year anniversary of the Comey letter that sort of set the 2016 presidential election on its heels. So that shows that there are still things that can happen, even this close to the election, that really move the needle. But over the last few weeks, there hasn't been anything in that direction. I think Republicans hope that this caravan from Central America might throw them some votes, but I think for the most part, the kinds of voters who are going to get worked up about that were pretty firmly in the Republican camp already.
So as we get about a week and a half away from actual election day, and I know we'll have a chance to talk again between now and then, and we'll talk to you on election night, but as a progressive, how good are you feeling about election day right now?
It's going to be a mixed bag. I do think Democrats are going to take the House, but I think Republicans are going to gain seats in the Senate. I think Democrats are going to win the Supreme Court seat in North Carolina, but I think most or all of the constitutional amendments are going to pass. I think Democrats are going to pick up seats in the General Assembly, but probably will wish that they had picked up more, and probably maybe will end up picking up fewer than might have been the expectation 6 months ago. So I think it's going to be sort of more mixed feelings than you usually have the morning after the election. You think about the last decade, 2006, 2008, 2012, you woke up the morning after the election. If you were Democrat, you were really happy. If you were Republican, you were really unhappy. 2010, 2014, 2016, if you woke up the morning after and you were Republican, you were really happy. If you were Democrat, you were really unhappy. This year, I think both Democrats and Republicans are going to have some things to be happy about and some things to be unhappy about, although I guess on balance, it should be good for Democrats because they're at least going to have some things that they didn't have before.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website, at PPP Polls if you want to find them on Twitter. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.